This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Mark Adams, A-D-A-M-S, fax 989-754-4000, regarding Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Shattuck, S-H-A-T-T-U-C-K. Date of birth 9/15/1953. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Shattuck with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 17th of this year. Since that time, she has lost 3 pounds, and she's having severe bilateral hand numbness and pain, and she has known carpal tunnel syndrome in those hands and wrists, and she will be getting surgical correction soon, she reports. She does go to the pain clinic monthly for her severe chronic back and neck pain. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 100 milligram 3 times a day as needed for pain and numbness. New since her last visit, she's taking a multivitamin with vitamin D once a day and Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. Physical exam, weight is 112 pounds, pulse 78, oxygen saturation 92% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 11th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.22 with estimated GFR of 48. Albumin 4.0, calcium 8.6, sodium is 142, potassium slightly low, 3.2, previous levels 3.6. Carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension that is well controlled on low-dose lisinopril. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, mild hypokalemia. We've encouraged her to eat a diet with potassium-rich foods, and we will continue to monitor that with chemistry lab orders. And we do want to check labs every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.